BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at bcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us today here on Crosstalk. And ladies and gentlemen, our hearts are heavy. Our hearts are burdened just with the number of issues that are striking so fast and so hard against the shoreline of traditional values, against the shoreline of biblical values. I mean, we've discussed much already this week. And folks, what's even been unfolding at the White House within the last 24 hours is rather amazing. And Lord willing, tomorrow we'll have more of those heavy issues on our news roundup. But today we're going to pause. We're going to pause, as we like to do each year at this time, for a special tribute to dads as we approach Father's Day this coming Sunday. Sadly, fatherhood is under attack today. Often dads are the ones that are made fun of during the evening sitcoms and made to look like buffoons. But dads have a very important role in the home. You know, just this morning as I was going through my email, I received an article from all places, Penn State University. And it was the headline that caught my attention. Closeness with dads may play a special role in how kids weather adolescence. And it's a multiple page document. I'm just going to read a few sentences from this. But it says, adolescence can be an emotionally turbulent time. But new research at Penn State found that close, supportive relationships with parents, especially dads, at key points during adolescence can help stave off certain adjustments problems. They found that closeness with fathers had broad positive effects across adolescence for both daughters and for sons. A woman by the name of Anna Hookcraft, the doctoral candidate in human development and family studies, said the findings suggest that while close relationships with moms are certainly important, fathers may play an important distinct role in fostering healthy adjustments in adolescence. The article goes on and has much to say on it, but was certainly troubled today also to see from the National Fatherhood Initiative, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, 18.4 million children, that's one in four, live without a biological, step, or adoptive father in the home. They also indicated that research shows that a father's absence affects children in numerous unfortunate ways, while a father's presence makes a positive difference in the lives of both children and their mothers. And mentioned that the strength of the father's presence in the home, children with involved fathers have a strong foundation for child well-being. They are at lower risk for a host of poor childhood outcomes, like infant mortality, low birth weight, emotional and behavioral problems, neglect and abuse, injury, obesity, poor school performance, teenage pregnancy, incarceration as juveniles, alcohol and substance abuse, criminal activity, and suicide. It's amazing to see the impact that a father has upon the home. And a dad who's dedicated to his children and to his wife is so critically important. Some years ago, somebody by the name of Gladys Seoshore wrote an article called The Proverbial Husband that I'd like to share with you today. It's certainly a takeoff from Proverbs 31, and it says this, "Who can find a faithful husband? For his price is far above that of Cadillacs or even a Rolls Royce. The heart of his wife doth safely trust in him, whether he is on a business trip or comes home late from the office. He tries to do the best for her and his family as long as he lives. He tries to use the tools of his trade and isn't afraid of a hard day's work. He is knowledgeable about world affairs and uses this for his family's enrichment. He rises early in the morning for his devotions and asks for wisdom for his daily tasks. He considers investments carefully and buys a home or property or business with an eye toward the future. He watches his health and gets the sort of exercise he needs in order to stay physically fit. His work is of good quality, even if he has to put in extra hours to make it that way. He doesn't neglect his home. He is concerned about social issues and tries to help those who are in need. He isn't afraid of difficult times because he has learned to trust God and has done what he could to provide for his family. He nourishes himself and his family both physically and spiritually. His wife is well thought of in their community because he never belittles her. He has a hobby that is relaxing and worthwhile. He is strong and honorable and is a happy person, easy to live with. His conversation is wise and uplifting. In fact, he makes it a rule of his life to speak kindly. He is interested in all things that concern his family and is not lazy or indifferent. His children love him and admire him, and his wife is proud of him and says, "Many men have succeeded in this world, but you are the best of them all. If I had to do it all over again, I would still marry you." Flattery is deceitful, and good looks is only on the surface. But a man who loves and fears God shall be truly praised. This sort of man deserves to be treated like a king, for his life proves that what he believes is real. From Gladys Sealshore, who wrote The Proverbial Husband. And certainly we see from Proverbs chapter 20, verse 7, the just, shall we say, the just man, walketh in his integrity, his children are blessed after him. Today on Crosstalk, we're going to give you an opportunity to give a tribute to your father. Perhaps there's a special skill he taught you. Maybe there's a particular life lesson that you learned from him. But today is an opportunity for you to call and honor your dad. And we trust for dads who are listening that this will be an encouragement, a motivator to be a God-fearing spiritual leader in your home. Maybe there's some special statement he made to you at one time that impacted your life. And today we're giving you the opportunity to honor your dad on Crosstalk. It's our Father's Day Tribute 2022, and our phone number here is 1-800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. And just as we did leading up to Mother's Day, we want to give you an opportunity to give a tribute to your dad for Father's Day. Maybe your dad had a special life lesson that you learned. Maybe it's something spiritually that he helped you with and helped you through a time of great difficulty or challenge. Perhaps it may be a simple sentence that he said to you that made a great impact upon your life. So again, our number today is 1-800-733-9829. And today we're taking a pause from the heavy issues of our time as we've been talking about all this week and more to come, but to give you opportunity to honor your dad here as we approach Father's Day. And so the lines are packed already, and we'd just like to say as soon as you hear somebody complete their phone call with us, that's an indication that a line is open and you'll be able to get through to us here on Crosstalk. So write down the number and plan to dial as soon as you hear a call being finished up with us, the number 800-733-9829. We're going to begin in Lawrence, Michigan. We have John calling. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hello. Thank you, Jim. My dad, my old man, whatever, my mother was raped in 1952. I was born in 53. I never, never, never knew until 23 years old that I said, how come my brother and my sister look alike and I don't? And I went to the Milwaukee, I had birth records or whatever, and there was something wrong on it. And my mom was laying in bed because she worked third shift, and I said, Mom, I was livid. And my mom said, you don't know what it's like to be raped. Jim, I cried like a child. I came home from work that night, and I said, Dad, and we were afraid to tell you because we were afraid that you would reject my, quote, stepfather. The guy was the greatest guy in the world. And, Jim, my brother would die, my mother would die, and my sister would die. And I took care of that old man. I say that affectionately. He had dementia. I went to see him every day because I was required by the state of Wisconsin to put him into a nursing home. I saw him every day for 4 years, took him up to Michigan four times a year. Do you ever want to see your real father? I says, you're my real father. Hmm. And I talked to him every night in my prayers.
John, it sounds like we just lost your cell connection there. But your stepfather making a difference in your life. Jeremiah in Melissa, Texas, you're on the air.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I wanted to say to all the dads, Happy Father's Day. And what I want to say something special about my dad is that he is caring, and he always, whenever I feel sad or I'm feeling down, he always helps me feel better. And every time I need help, he steps in and helps me, and I just feel like I have a special bond with my dad.
Well, great. And how old are you, Jeremiah?
I am 12.
12. Thank you so much for calling in today.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye now. Let's go to Donnie in Kentucky. Donnie, you're on the air.
Yes. I wanted to call in honor of my father, Odell Watson, who was a World War II veteran. He was a veteran of the attack on Pearl Harbor. A great dad, and taught me a lot about life and how to be honest and truthful, and I really appreciated my dad and miss him much.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for your call here today. Our number to Crosstalk is 800-733-9829, a Father's Day tribute, giving you opportunity to call with a special tribute to your dad. Becky in New Berlin, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thank you so much for doing this. So I want to give tribute to my dad, who's 94. He was a Marine who fought in World War II. Growing up, we had four kids in our family. He worked three jobs. My mom stayed home. We didn't have a lot of money, but he did. He made my childhood so memorable, whether it was camping or going to the airport just to watch planes fly over, anything free we could do. And he taught us to be a God-fearing family.
Amen.
We grew up going to church every Sunday and doing things always. The church was in the center of a lot of what we did.
Hmm. God bless you, Becky. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Bye. Beverly in Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hello? Okay.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to call and say that my father was unbelievable, and I grew up never having to worry about anything. He made us our life so secure, and which was really positive because I had friends whose fathers abused them and had. Hello.
Yes, everybody's listening to you.
Okay. So I should keep going.
Well, Beverly, you're on the air. Please go ahead. Don't be confused by the delay. Don't listen to your radio. You're
okay.
On the air live.
And I had friends that were abused by their fathers, and I was always very thankful to have a dad that I loved and never, ever had to worry about what he thought about us and what he would do for us. So that was my comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Annie in Coshocton, Ohio. You're on the air.
Yes. I would like to honor my father, John Baker. Him and my mama took me and my two brothers to church when we were kids. And then this past March, my younger brother went to be with Jesus.
Our sympathies are with you. Yeah. Thank you, Annie, for your call here today, remembering a dad who took you to church. We're going to pause and take a break here on Crosstalk. And, yes, as you call, please know, yes, there's delay from when we call for you on the phone to when you hear it through your radio. So make sure you have your ear to the phone and not be confused by the delay on the radio. We'll take more calls here following the break. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and president of the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, in total, how many animal species have been found in the fossil record?
You know, Chris, the answer to this question surprised me. Evolutionists are fond of talking about millions and millions of fossil animal types, but in reality, only about 250,000 fossil species have ever been found. That's far fewer than the number of species that are still existing today. And it certainly is not many compared to the millions and billions of animals which must have existed if evolution were true. What we find in the fossil record are clams and snails and coral, the very same kind of animals that are alive today. Face it, Chris, evolution didn't happen. It's not happening today, and it didn't happen in the past, as recorded in the fossils. What happened is creation, just like it says back in Genesis.
To learn more about creation, get our free DVD called That's a Fact. Call us at 800-628-7640 and mention the promo code FACT.
You're listening to Crosstalk on VCY America, a Father's Day tribute 2022, giving you opportunity to honor your dad here today on Crosstalk. And let's begin going back to the lines here to Georgetown, Kentucky. And we have Sharon calling in. Hi, Sharon. You're on the air.
Hi. My dad, Carl, was a wonderful man. I was born during the Second World War, and Mom was trying to finish up college at the University of Buffalo. And then she had some work that she was able to do. He worked part-time. So he was actually our caretaker when we were very young, toddlers. I remember him being so caring and so kind of like motherly, I would think of that word.
Hmm.
And I think of him so often. He died at the age of 73. But later on, when I lost a 51-year-old brother, the Lord gave me a vision. And my parents had been divorced, unfortunately. But they were together in that vision. And they were smiling at me, welcoming in to heaven my 51-year-old brother who had died suddenly. And of course, I was thrilled to see them together and know that everything was all right again.
Well, I'm glad for the memories that you have of your father and the impact that that's made on your life. Thank you for your tribute here today. Let's go to Tucson, Arizona. Janet, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call and having this day in tribute to Dad. So I lost my dad 2 years ago at 97 years.
Hmm.
He was raised by a family that never adopted him. His real parents left when he was 3 years old, and he never found them. He was raised by a babysitter and her husband. And so even with that background, he always had was a very staunch family man. We had dinner every night. He was a great dad to us, even though he really had lost his parents as a child.
Well, God bless you. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you.
Let's go to Shelley in Cookeville, Tennessee. You're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to wish my dad a happy Father's Day. He's retired Air Force, and we traveled the world together with him. We have many wonderful memories of the places we visited, and he's just the best, and I want to thank God for choosing him as my father.
Mm. Amen. Thank you, Shelley.
Uh-huh.
Linda in Waukesha, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, my name is Linda, and I am from Connecticut, and I was with my father, unfortunately, when he passed away. He died about 3 years ago. I wasn't brought up in a Christian household, but I remember him. I'm going to get choked up. I remember him always.
Mm-hmm.
His brothers didn't earn honest living, but he did. And there's nothing he couldn't fix. He was the greatest handyman.
Mm-hmm. Tremendous.
And he also was a World War II Navy vet. And he was put in an orphanage, all his siblings, because his father died when he was young. So he had a tough life. So I just wanted to say that.
Thank you, Linda. Let's go to Pine Knot, Kentucky. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I would like to say that we appreciate our dad, and we thank him for everything that he's done for us, and we have something special to say.
We love you, Dad!
God bless you. Thank you for your call here today. Our number is 1-800-733-9829, giving you opportunity to honor your father here today, a special tribute here for 2022. We've got some open lines, 800-733-9829. Denise is calling from Somerset, Kentucky. You're on the air, Denise.
Hi, I wanted to say thanks to my daddy and talk to him. Am I on the air?
Yes, please listen. Listen to your phone.
Mm-hmm. I was born in a military hospital in Indianapolis, Indiana, for Benjamin Harrison Hospital. It's closed now.
Mm-hmm.
And Mom and Dad got divorced when I was five, and Daddy's Catholic from way back in school-blooded Italian. but he would come and visit us, and every time he came, he always would introduce us to Jesus.
Amen.
And he'd take us to church, and but he didn't really stress the saints or anything. He just stressed prayer.
Yeah.
And Jesus, and I thank him for that. He's 91 now, and,
wow.
And all through the years, he would come and take us to Dairy Queen, take us to the old friend's house, the baseball, and grandma and grandpa. So we just had a wonderful childhood with him and all the cousins. He just was in our lives, even though he lived far away and never recognized the divorce until mm-hmm. way later, but because of the Catholic part of it, but he's always been in my life, and I thank him for that. And he's always encouraged me. And God bless you for letting us say thanks to our daddy.
Thank you, Denise, for your call here today. Yeah, though I lost my earthly dad to a heart attack at the age of 4, I'm so thankful for my father-in-law, who just went home to be with the Lord a year ago. But he introduced me before that, becoming a father-in-law, to my first Turtle Sunday. And if you don't know what that is, check it out sometime when you go to an ice cream shop. Holly in Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim, I just want to start by saying Happy Father's Day to you.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and I am so grateful that the Lord has blessed me with a godly man for a father who always taught me to stand up for what was right and bestowed wisdom upon me that I just couldn't put into words how grateful the blessing that really is. And also, I believe he made such a profound impact on me that my expectations for choosing a father for my own children are just something that is so hard to find. And I think you read something earlier that really, really resonated with me and the rarity that it is to find a godly man to be a husband and father. So, and happy Father's Day to our Father in heaven.
God bless you, Holly. Thank you for the
God
call.
God bless you.
Brian in Tri-Cities, Washington, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me okay, Tim?
Yeah, you're very faint and distant.
Okay. Is that any better?
Go ahead with your tribute here, Brian.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to let everybody know that I came from many, many different dads that I would have never been able to call dads, but I have a father in heaven who showed me the dad they could have been and that he was very much in all of them. And so I just want to say thank you to Jesus, my Messiah, my Savior, and thank you for your show, and thank you for anyone who can see the good in their fathers that I learned to see. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Don in Charleston, West Virginia, you're on the air.
Yes, I just wanted to share a story. I grew up with a dad who really cared for my brother and I and took care of us quite well. And as we went through life, and you know, we got our spankings and things of being wrestling brothers and stuff, but the story I gave is that when I went off to college, I come back after the first semester, and my dad was a coal miner, and he always taught us things to do, but he told me he wanted me to go to the mines with him, and that he had something he needed me to do. So I went up, got in the car, drove with him, we went to the mines, we laid down on the board, and we went down in the mines. We went down about a mile inside the mines. Matter of fact, it was 48-inch coal. And for people who don't know that, that's exactly the height you're standing in. And, you know, some people worked that many years, and it was cold and it's damp and everything. And my dad looked at me and he said, "You really want to work here?" And I said, "Well, no, Dad, why are we even here?" He said, "I got your grades this first semester." Well, needless to say, my dad was a very intriguing man that let me know that life is about making decisions and what you do with your life. You're going to decide here today. And, just to finish the story, I was on the dean's list the second semester. So my dad had a great way of doing things with me, and I miss him so much.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
Thank you, Don. Let's go to Jan next in Upper Michigan. Jan, you're on the air.
Hello, yes. I'd like to give an honor to my dad. He passed away last month. At 96 years old. He was a World War II veteran, a hero in some ways, won several awards and this and that. But most important to me, he was a wonderful dad and a good husband to my mom and a wonderful Christian man. And I remember even in his old age, even with a knee replacement and everything, every night he'd get beside his bed to pray. And I miss him.
Yeah. Indeed. Well, we're so sorry for your loss here, Jan. Sounds like a very wonderful man, and thank you for giving such a moving tribute here today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Winter, South Dakota. We have Lynn calling. Hi, Lynn. You're on the air.
Hi. I want to thank you for giving the truth to our country. I'm calling from West Winter, South Dakota, and I just want to thank you for having this day to honor our dad.
God bless you, Lynn. Thank you for calling.
Could I just say a bit? So my dad is like the kindest, most humble, wonderful dad, and he's always just been so loving. He's a faithful Gideon. He turned 89, and he has facing some health issues, but he faces it with such faith. And just thank you for letting us honor our dads. My dad is David Blinker. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye, Lynn. Thanks for calling. Michelle in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yes, I just was calling to acknowledge my father. He passed away 2 years ago, and God was really gracious to him. I have to thank my Heavenly Father as well for all that he did, because my father was never saved. He was 91 when he passed away. And the two things I think of is he passed away just in February of 2020, and if he would have, if it would have just been in March, he would have been in hospital, and we probably wouldn't have been able to talk to him or see him because of COVID.
Yeah.
And he wasn't saved, and I remember my whole life, my dad was 91 when he passed away, but I remember praying for him and always being so concerned, and he was saved on his deathbed.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Just before that, and I'll tell you, it was just what a blessing, and I have to thank my Heavenly Father for answered prayer.
Yes.
For all the years we prayed, and he did, and I saw the gleam in my dad's eye. I wish he could have known him sooner, but I'm just thankful to God that he did, and I know that I'll see him again one day.
Amen. Amen.
So thank you.
God bless you, Michelle. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Alice in Arkansas. Good afternoon, Alice.
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call. I do thank God for the father that he gave me. My father loved to travel. When I was 13 years old, we went to New York City, and my father taught me the meaning of honesty. We'd gone out to a special restaurant on New Year's Eve. If anybody knows about the crowd in New York City, New Year's Eve, they'll appreciate what I'm going to say. We'd gone out to the restaurant. They wanted to close, but we'd gone down the street quite a ways. I remember seeing a policeman on a horse, and all of a sudden, my father, he reached into his pocket, and he said, in the words of, kids, we got to swim upstream. I had a school chum with me. I was an only child. I forgot to pay the bill. Now, nobody but God and my dad knew that there was a big bill. It was quite a famous restaurant. But, you know, we went up there, and they were mighty glad to see us. They were not shooting us out. They wanted us to come in. Talk about honesty.
Mm.
My father had the privilege of, he was an orchardist. He had the privilege of building the first above-ground cold storage in the state of Wisconsin, where I was born. He also planted the first dwarf apple tree orchard. I'm telling you these things to tell you he was not a Christian. And the greatest thing that happened to my father was 40 years ago, this year, on March 9th, when he found Jesus, and I heard him praising the Lord that March 9th, and the Lord took him home March 10th. He also praised the Lord again.
Wow.
Oh, that's all that matters.
It's all that matters. That's right, Alice. We're up against a break. Thank you for that tribute. We'll be back in a minute. This is Crosstalk.
One of the prevalent conflicts in society is the battle over gender and marriage. We are flooded with stories pertaining to drag queen story hours, the restroom debates, gender reassignment surgeries, pronoun identification, biological males on female athletic teams, and so much more. These issues are not only confronting schools and businesses, but they have also encroached inside the church. Many are left wondering how to deal with these matters. The book, The Marriage and Gender War, addresses these issues head-on by using the absolute standard for morality as found in God's Word, and is edited by Bodie Hodge and Ken Ham. The book is designed to equip students, parents, Christian leaders, and others to uphold the truths of Scripture on these critical issues. The Gender and Marriage War is available for a donation of $16 by calling VCY at 1-800-729-9829.
You are listening to Crosstalk on VCY America. It's our Father's Day tribute 2022. Yes, I know what's happening in our world today. Our hearts are heavy with the issues that are impacting our nation. We've been covering them often this week. But, friends, today is a day to honor dads as we approach Father's Day and giving you an opportunity to do that here on the program today. And we trust it will be an encouragement, a motivator, even for dads who are listening today to, indeed, to be encouraged to live a God-fearing spiritual life in one's own home. Let's pick up with our phone calls here today. Let's go to Clarksburg, West Virginia. We have Scott calling next. Hi, Scott. You're on the air.
Hello. I never really knew my dad a whole lot growing up, and what I heard about him wasn't very good. But I knew he always went to church, and he was a Christian. And I was with him the day that he died. And whenever he was dying, his temple started to glow, and there was like a reflection in his eye. And he told me these last words were, "I see him, Scott," like that. And so it's given me a lot of faith because I knew that, it's like I've seen his spirit leave his body, you know, to be with the Lord.
So you have the peace and confidence he's with the Lord.
So it really influenced my faith a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Scott. Appreciate your call here today. Judith in South Dakota, you're on the air.
Hi. This is Judith Schreck, and I am calling because I have four dads in my life that I would like to tell you about. My father I was adopted. My father was a pastor. He served in World War II in North Africa, Italy, and Germany, and he was a godly man and a great father. He was so loving. We had family worship twice a day. The second man is my father-in-law, whom I never knew. He died before my husband and I were married. But I see the man that he was reflected in my husband as of yesterday, 54 years.
Congratulations.
And I see my husband reflected in our son. And my daughter is married for the second time and has a 16-year-old son. And her husband treats him as though he were his own biological son. He is so good to him.
Yeah.
And I would just like to thank the Lord for all of them.
Amen. God bless you, Judah. Thank you for that tribute today.
You're welcome.
Let's go to Willie next in Milwaukee. Willie, you're on the air.
How you doing, Jim?
Doing well, thank you.
First of all, I wanted to say happy Father's Day to you, too.
Thank you.
And we thank you for the show. But I called about my father. His name was Grover Cleveland Thompson. And he's deceased now. But he was a great man. He taught his children a good work ethics. He was also a farmer. We never went hungry because he was a farmer, thank God. And like I said, he was an awesome, awesome father. His mother named him after the president, Grover Cleveland.
Uh-huh.
During that time, a lot of black folks were being harmed and whatnot, but his mother saw fit that he was named after the president. Uh-huh. And I just thank him for what he taught me, how to be a man and how to take care of my family.
Great.
And he was a blessing to my mother as well. And I thank you for the show. And again, happy Father's Day to you too as well.
Thank you, Willie, and God bless you.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Let's go to Linda, McKenzie Park, Illinois. You're on the air.
Yes, McKenzie Park. I want to thank God for my dad. He
you know, a lot of things weren't really right the way we were raised, but he's passed away 5 years ago now, almost five, and I just want to thank the Lord for the fact that he was a provider. He always provided for us to have a place to live and whatever we needed. And then the biggest thing was when I was, there was a time in my life when thoughts of taking my own life wouldn't leave my mind. And I finally, after a church service, they had an invitation, and I finally went forward in the invitation and told my dad those thoughts that I had been battling with. And to my surprise, my dad did not condemn me. He understood because he went through the same thing at the exact same age I was at the time.
Hmm.
So I just thank God for my dad.
Thank you, Linda. Thank you for your call. Deborah is next in Zanesville, Ohio. Deborah, you're on the air.
Yes, I just want to tribute to my father. He was a good provider. He was a godly man. I respect him. He'll be 87 years old July 14th of this year. My mom has gone into glory land last year at 86, January 5th, 2021. But and my sister's there, Christy. She died at 46, but I can't wait to see them all, Jim.
Amen.
God just has something in his government over there ready for us. Amen. We just hold true and stay true to him.
Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate your call here today as well. Our number is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Here, a Father's Day tribute 2022. Let's go to Esther in Altamont, Kansas. You're on the air.
All right. I was always told that my dad drank a lot, but he had gotten saved, and he was totally changed. I only knew my dad as a Christian.
Hmm.
And when my dad passed away at 90 years of age, on a cassette player was the song, Wait for Me at Jesus' Feet. And I thought it was just such a timely thing. And it was just a wonderful spirit there. And thank you for letting me say that.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling here today. And we do have open lines, 800-733-9829. Our next caller from Elkhorn, Wisconsin. And let's see, Diana, you're on the air.
Yes, hi. Yeah, I hope my husband's listening. He's a hardworking truck driver, and he always listens to your show. And I met him. My husband died at the age of 40 and left behind a 5-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 13-year-old. And a friend introduced me to David. He had been visiting from California, and he ended up marrying us. My kids are raised. We have 8 grandchildren now. And he's just been the most wonderful man.
Thank you.
They're all doing so well.
Praise the Lord for that, Diane. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye. Sue is calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. You're on the air, Sue.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for your show. I want to tribute my dad, Bill. He died 10 years ago. He was a World War II vet. My mom worked full-time, and he was laid off a bunch. But my mom was a nurse, and what he would do at holidays is he would prepare the meals. He prepared Christmas, Thanksgiving, all the big meals so that my mom could work and send home the kids that were younger that had to travel for the holidays. So she always worked. And he got us ready for school. He did the lion's share because my mom did work strange hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he knew the Lord, but he was a godly man, and I have to pray that he did know the Lord. But he taught me and my sisters lots.
Yeah.
Lots of things that he would have taught a boy. So I would just really appreciate him.
Thank you, Sue. We've got Lois next in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Lois, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I had a special father and a brother and a mother that we made a family in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And when I was about 6 years old, one of my mother's school friends came to our home and introduced us to the church where we are all saved, the whole family. And I just thank God for the way that he brought us together and brought himself into our family. Daddy taught us to work, to take care of what we had, to be thankful for what we had, how to care for horses. We each had our own horses, and I grew up with horses, and later on in life had children that I could train to be horse people.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Benjamin in Pasco, Washington. Hello, Benjamin. Turn down the radio, please, Benjamin. Okay. Let's try then Fred in Milwaukee. Fred, you're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to thank God for my earthly father that took care of all of my physical needs and some of my wants, along with my heavenly father that took care of my spiritual needs in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, the gospel by which we are saved. And thank you so much for taking the call, and happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there that hear this and then hear it later in archives.
Thank you, Fred. Let's go to Johnny in West Virginia. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I just want to thank God for my dad. He was a preacher, Christian. And he told me right before we passed away that it felt like he was changing gears from earth to heaven.
Wow.
So I was 25 years old, and anybody could tell me that there is no God.
Yeah. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
Let's go to Keith next in Ohio. Keith, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, Jim.
Turn the radio down, please, Keith.
No, I'm sorry. Calling from Asheville, Ohio.
Yeah.
I'm just having having a hard time. I take care of my father, and the reason I'm calling is I lost both my moms, and then I'm having suicide thoughts probably if I lose my dad. And I don't know what to do about it.
Well, Keith, first of all, I would encourage...
Both my moms died, my stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
Another mom died. I listen to your program all the time, but I'm having a hard time with it.
Yeah. You know, Keith, our hope is in the Lord, and we must always, in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. God knows exactly the trials, the struggles that we go through, and he has the grace. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And as we go through struggles, Keith, it's important to keep our eyes upon him. He gives us the strength, the ability, and the courage to keep on keeping on. Jesus, of course, knows what trials and heartache is all about, and I know you're feeling that right now. Are you engaged, Keith, in a Bible preaching church in where you live?
I joined this church, and then I talked to a bishop and two missionaries, and they keep praying with me. And then I'm just wondering, I'm having thoughts of suicide. If I lose my dad, should I end my life if I lose my dad?
Absolutely not, Keith, because they're...
I'm 59 years old.
I'm sorry?
I'm 59 years old, and I'm just considering suicide because... if I lose my dad, I don't have nobody left.
Oh, there's a whole body of people that love you here, Keith, and want to see God's best for you. Keith, I tell you what, I'm up against a break, so you just stay on the line here with us, okay? Because it'll be just 60 seconds away, and we'll come right back, and we'll talk some further here on the program. This is Crosstalk on VCY America. And we're going to put Keith on hold. We'll come back to him in just a moment. And friends, be praying for Keith, going through a time of struggle right now. And we'll be back in just a minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. Pretty much everyone now understands that the FBI today is not the FBI of years gone by. It has been captured by the cultural Marxists, the deep state, the communists. How? Because the communists were allowed to infiltrate our nation and grow, and the one agency that was tapped to stop it Well, they weren't allowed to stop it, and thus they themselves were infiltrated. John Stormer, in his excellent book, None Dare Call It Treason, wrote, quote, "The congressional committees which once investigated communist activity were abolished in the mid-1970s. Since then, the FBI has been forbidden to investigate domestic communists or keep them under surveillance unless there is evidence that a crime has been committed. As a result, ongoing FBI investigations of communist activity in America dropped from 24,414 in 1973 to 51 in 1983, end quote. Now we understand what's happened.
You're listening to Crosstalk on BCY America. We've got Keith online here with us from Ohio. Keith, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, very good. Oh, Keith, I just want to share with you that certainly we've got a God in heaven who loves and cares for you, Keith. And we're told in his word that God loves you so much, Keith, that he sent his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to come down to this earth and to take all of mankind's sin, including yours, upon himself. He died on the cross because of his love for you. And that's what we're told in Romans 5:8. God commendeth, or he demonstrated his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And God does have a plan and a purpose for your life, Keith, and it really is initiated by you placing your trust in Jesus Christ. But he is a companion, he's a friend that sticks closer than a brother to us, and certainly has a divine plan for us to live a life that's full of abundance. You see, in John chapter 10, it says that the thief, or the evil one, comes to steal and to kill and destroy. And that's what the evil one is putting in your mind right now, Keith. He wants to destroy your life and to pull you into discouragement and suicidal thoughts. But Jesus said, I'm come that you might have life, and not only just life, but that you might have it more abundantly. And we certainly want to encourage you, Keith, to be focusing on the Word of God. And if you are not in the Bible on a daily basis, to do so. But we'd also like to encourage you to be engaged in a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching local church that can come alongside you and guide you through a time of grief and heartache and the distress that you're feeling in your life right now. But there is certainly many wonderful opportunities that wait before you, Keith.
I've been trying to get help with two different churches, and I'm scared about, I don't know how to handle my dad, guys. I'm really scared of.
Yeah.
That's all you got left.
Well, keep in mind, it's not all you have left. You've got abundant life that's available in Jesus Christ. He's got us his riches that go beyond comparison, and a hope that we have a blessed hope as well for us. So there's so much more that we have, but death is a natural process of life. I mean, Scripture tells us that it's appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. And that's why it's so critically important that we come to faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior, to know him first and to live for him. And Keith, if I could just put you on hold, I'm going to have our call screener here grab your name, the city that you're from, and a phone number that we can follow up further with you and see if we can get you plugged into a good local church there as well.
Yeah, that's I'm just trying to figure out what to do if my dad dies. I'm scared. I heard off my stepmom and my real mom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If my dad dies, I don't know. I don't think I can handle it.
You can handle it, Keith, and that's why we want to share with you that the hope that is there from knowing Jesus as Savior. And there is a hope and a peace that passes all understanding that awaits you, Keith. But let me place you on hold. We'll get your phone number and the city that you're calling from, and we'll try and get you connected to a body of believers there that will come alongside and help you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, so just hold the line here, and we'll pick that up. And folks, would you be praying for Keith that he would find that peace that he's needed in his life at this time? Virginia is calling from Stockton, Missouri. And Virginia, you're on the air.
Yes.
Go ahead. Hi there.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I want to, I'm 86. My dad passed away quite a while ago. But you're never too old to stop remembering.
Right.
When you have a good parent. My dad, always I felt safe. We were always well provided for. I remember looking up at him when I was a young girl and feeling like he was the oak in the forest. And I always felt very loved. It was the only time in my life was when he was alive that I felt cherished. And until I found the Lord. And so I look forward to that time when I can go home and be with him, you know, again. I thank you for this. It was really good to be able to hold him up and to remember him.
Amen. God bless you. And, yes, we never forget. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
We have Ginny next in Milwaukee. And hi, Ginny, you're on the air.
Hi, I just give thanks to our Heavenly Father, who is our true, amazing, healing daddy. And I also want to give thanks for my stepdad, who was such an amazing witness of loving my mother and loving us at our later stages of life, and how he would read the Bible to my mama every night and pray with her. And she is with our Lord, and he misses her deeply as I do. But what a tribute he was to fatherhood and to husband,
yeah,
godly husband. So I give thanks to the Lord for him, because we went through a lot of hard knocks growing up, and he was amazing. And I thank you very much, Dad. George, I love you. God bless you.
Thank you for your call
and
here today.
Thank you, godly fathers.
Thanks for the call. Peggy in Milwaukee, you're on the air.
Hi, I praise God for blessing us with amazing parents. Our dad was very humble. He was a World War II Army Air Corps vet and educated at Harvard and Washington University during the war and never spoke of it. I didn't even know that. He always put his family and God first. He frequently volunteered to help at church, in the neighborhood, or wherever there was a need. He always, always listened to us, even when he didn't have time to do that. Hmm. He encouraged us and others and was so proud of his family. And he encouraged my mom to go back to school to get her CPA in case something were to happen to him, so she'd be able to keep the house and care for us. And they only used my mom's income for not day-to-day expenditures or anything, but special extra things for us, like dancing lessons, etc., so that they wouldn't live beyond their means. And he came home early to take care of me when I was sick. And he never went out with the boys, but only with my mom to couples club or bridge club or with his family.
Well, you know, we're so grateful for those memories. And I apologize, they have to stop you short because our closing music is already playing here. But, Peggy, we're glad we got you in and could get you in on the tribute here today. Friends, our time is gone on Crosstalk. Be praying for Keith. Be praying for him and that God would bring alongside those that can encourage him and to come to faith in Christ as well. And to dads, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season he shall reap if you faint not. God bless you.
You've been listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the Internet from BCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to BCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208. Or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.